Shenamar, the pasuk says, "Kol gei yinaseya." Like any low place will be picked up. So Kitzur, like Ran says, Rabbi Yosef wanted to teach Rava the need of Anava. That's why I spoke about these psukim. Tomorrow says Tanya. We learned like this. Ha'noide min ha'dogon. Says now Mishnah, if you're making this a neder, you can't eat. Dogon is osur af b'pol ha'mitzri yovish. You're allowed to eat, or this is a Mishnah before we had Tosefta, you're allowed to eat this pol ha'mitzri type of a bean if it's yovish. When it's dried, it's oimed to gather together to make like a digun, a gathering out of it. Therefore, it's bechlal dogon. But a mutter balach, kozman is still fresh and wet, then it's oimed to eat by itself, not to gather it together. It's not called dogon. Then you mutter balach. Or mutter b'oiris, who are then allowed to eat rice? Rice is not called dogon. The chilka betirga suvatisna. He's also, Duran says, Chita nechlekes lebeis. If I says, we chop the wheat into two, or echel le gimel into three, tistis, echel le dalid, these things are not called dogon anymore. It's called like cereal already. But once you chop up the wheat into two, or three, or four, then it's not called dogon, you mutter with that type of wheat. What about hanoide min peiros hashana? Somebody makes this, it's a neder, he won't have enjoyment from fruit that grows that year. Is also b'chol peres hashona. You also teat any fruit that grew that year. Anything that grew that year is also. What omuta b'gdiyim? But you're allowed to eat a gdi, a kid, over tzloyim and the lambs, over cholov, you're allowed to eat milk, over beitzim and with eggs, over gozola, some with young chickens. Because these are not called peres hashona. These are not things that grew. It's not called the peri of that year. V'yamama, let's say the person said, Yidulei shonolai, anything that grows this year, lav dafka from pterosaurus that grows out of the ground, but Yidulei shon, anything that grows, then also bekulin. Then it's also with all these things, because all these things grow this year. But the Ran says, V'yamama, Yidulei shonolai, also bekulin. Miyodafka b'shloi osrin olav ele zaman, sheyochol amed boi. Avul yerlam lehebe nidra klal, sheyeshlo lekaimoi. If you made a neder like for your lifetime, it's not shayach to keep such a neder like that. So therefore, the neder is not chal. It's like a nidre shov. If you made a neder for 1 week, you won't need all these things. Like you won't need anything that grows this year, which come out, that's everything, and all the food. Like everything come out grows throughout the year. So then you come out, you can't eat anything. Come out, maybe just water you can eat. So that neder can't be kept too long. So you have to only make a neder for a day or two. Then the neder is chal. But if you said anything that grows this year, then you also be kula. The Gemara in Minu have a kasha. Al dover shen gedulei menorets. The Gemara in Brochus that says that what about things that don't grow off the ground? Is oim shakel niyebdvaroi. Things that don't grow off the ground, then the brocha is shakel. For Tanya, we learned like this. Al melech on salt. V'al azomis, like salt water. V'al kineim patrios, type of mushrooms. Is oim shakel niyebdvaroi. So Chura, why is the mushrooms called? It's not gedulei menorets. The Chura grows out of the ground. So why is mushrooms called not gedulei menorets? And Amr Abaye answered, Mirbo rover meyarya, it's true, it looks like it grows out of the ground, but meinat miyavira yanki. Where does the mushroom get its nourishment from? From the air, not from the ground. Loi meyarya, not from the ground. Therefore, you don't make a bar priyadama, but you make a shakol mushrooms. For the Mar Bokatoni, Al Dover Shen Gedulei Menorets, it says on something that does not grow out of the ground. So Chura here, mushrooms again grow out of the ground. So if they grow out of the ground, why do you want to make a shakel? Tony rather learn like this. The klal over there is Al Dover Shen Yoinik Menorets. Talocha to make a Borei Pri Adama means it has to get its nourishment from the ground. But things that do not get its nourishment from the ground, like mushrooms, on that you only have to make a shakol. You did not make a bar. You did not make a bar for your dhamma. The Mishnah says, "Hanoida min haksus." Someone makes nitsa neder, he can't have a journal from a coat. He asks himself on a ksus, on a coat, is mutter b'sak. He's allowed to throw a sack over himself, over yiriyah and curtains, over chamila and a blanket. Because that's not called a coat. A coat means something that's oimed to wear, and these things are not like clothing. But the Ran says, La mikri ksus. These things are not called a ksus. A ksus means clothing. Just to throw a blanket over you, even though you're having enjoyment from it, but that's not the klal of clothing. So if you only made an issa, you can't have enjoyment from clothing, from a ksus, Yishno sacks and curtains and blankets amuta. What about Omar Koinem Tzemer, Euler Alai? Makes an issa that wool can't go on top of me. Koinem Tzemer, any type of wool, Euler Alai, can't go on top of me. In such a case, is mutel his chasois begize Tzemer. He's allowed to cover himself with a bundle of wool. In other words, what he meant to say is, Koinem Tzemer Euler Alai, poshi means clothing. Mashenken, like the Ran says, Shein of a mash me'elu levisha. He meant to say is he can't wear clothing made out of wool. But just to throw a bunch of wool, gizei tzemer, a bundle of wool, that would be mutter. Because as mashma, koinem tzemer, oilolai means things that go on top of me the way I wear them. A clothing, a type of a wool clothing I can't wear. But just to throw wool on top of me, that would be mutter. What about if he says, ha pishtin oilolai? He's making this a nether, he can't have enjoyment from flax. So again, muta leschaslas bianitse pishtin. You're allowed to throw on top of you a bundle full of flax. Because tam ha pishtin oilolai means clothing made out of flax. Linen clothing, that you can't do. But if it's not clothing yet, it's just a bundle of the pishtin of flax, anitse pishtin, the raw flax, that you're allowed to throw on top of you. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends. It depends how the neider is, what he meant exactly, what was the situation. Depends. Hakol ufi anoider. Depends how he was when he made the neider. What about toyin viyazia? He was carrying a bundle of wheat or pishtin, and he was sweating away from it. Viyazioi. Voyarecha koshen. Mele, when you start to sweat, it makes it smell not good, and he couldn't take the smell of the wet flax or the wet wool. When you sweat and you have wool on, it starts to smell. And he said then, Omar Koinein Tzemer Pishtim Oilolai. He made an Issa then that he doesn't want any wool or flax on top of him. So then for sure the Locher is Mutlas Chasois. He's allowed to wear clothing made out of wool. Because that's not what he meant to make the Issa run. But for Yosel Ahav Shalachurov, what he's not allowed to do is he can't throw a piece of wool or a bundle of flax on him. Because that's what he meant. That's what he meant in his nether. He was carrying on his back a bundle of wool, a bundle of flax, and he was sweating and it started to smell. And he made this and that, I don't want to have to do with this wool, with this flax. Do you know what he meant? He meant this, I can't carry anymore a bundle of flax. My Shenkin clothing is not talking about. Clothing is not so bad, from that you don't sweat, just by wearing your clothing, so that was not part of his nether. So if you just says, Pashto, it depends what the situation is. What he meant to say, did he mean the levisha, or did he only mean not to carry a bundle of wool or a bundle of flax? So more says like this. Tanya, we learned. Ha noide min aksus. If someone makes an issa neder, he can't have a German from clothing. From a coat. Is mutter besak. He's allowed to put on him a sack. It's not called clothing. Over yiriya with curtains. Over chamila with a blanket. But the osir, he can't wear bapunda, a type of a belt. Ran says ozo cholul, a hollow belt. Over peskiya, also type of a belt, bestama. Over skurt kurtiya, we'll soon see what that is. Over Kadvila, Siran says, Kula mine mabushim, shalor. So all type of leather clothing. Kumaforish, my sekatiya, kitunya ditzola. It's like tunya underpants made out of leather. Cholok shalor, shaloshim, avdanim, albigdayim. Kids, a different type of leather clothing. So he's not allowed to wear these clothing because these things are clothing. He made an issa neder not to have enjoyment from ksus, from type of clothing, so he's mutter with sacks and curtains and blankets. But these type of clothing, even though they're made out of leather, like a leather belt, still it's also, that's the chiddush, these are cool clothing. Yeah. The antliya type of socks, or the flinya, or mechnesayim. The koivir, who had in a hat, even though these things are made out of leather, it's mechlala deger, it's called ksus, it's also. Now the Gemara says, "My uskartia." What is that? Omaraba barbachona kituna de tzola. Means like a leather kituna, an underpants made out of leather. Kituni is a leather type of clothing. That's the chiddush that these are also bechlal clothing. I don't think they're not clothing. No, it's bechlal ksus. Tani will learn like this: Yoitzin besak over on Shabbos. You're allowed to go out with a thick cloth, with a thick sack. Yoitzim b'sak over. So Ran learns b'Shabbos. And v'loyer mina masiyu, we don't say you're carrying something. That's the question on Shabbos. What's called clothing that you're allowed to wear? And what's called a bundle that you're carrying it? So you're allowed to go out with a thick sack. V'loy sack mamish, not mamish a sack. Elokein sack. That's only to say for royim yesim a sack. Mashmoni shepherds could go out with sacking, because that's a derek for them to wear it. So here it means a thick clothing like a sack, you're allowed to go out. Uviskus over. Who was in to go out with a thick skus? Also another type of a clothing you're allowed to go out with. Over yuriya, you could go out with the yuriya with curtains, over chamila with blankets. Bifnei hagashamim, if it's raining outside, and you want to use these things to protect yourself from the rain, it's mutter. Avuloi b'teva, but yistam can't put a box on top of you. In other words, these things go around your beged, around your body, and they're like a clothing. Therefore, you're allowed to wear these things on Shabbos. It's cool. You're going out with clothing. Mashenkein, avuloi b'teva, time to walk out with a box. If it's raining outside on Shabbos, you want to put a box on top of your hat and walk outside with it, that's also, because the box is not called clothing. Even though it's protecting you from the rain, but you're not allowed to walk out with a box. V'loi b'kupa, not with a basket. V'loi b'machtzelis, and not with summer mat. A mat is not something you wear for clothing that's not like bottle to the goof. Like this, we said this svar is clothing, since it's protecting your body, it's bottle to the goof. But it has to be something that's a derech for people to wear. If it's something a derech you wear, then the svar is it's bottle to your body, it's not cool you're carrying it out. Mashenka, these things are box, and a basket, and a mat, these are not things usually you wear, it's not called a malbish, so they're not bottle to the goof. So even though you want to wear them out to protect yourself from the rain, there's no heter. You're like carrying it, there's no heter to walk out with these things to protect yourself from the rain. But harayim, the people that are shepherds, that go out with the animals all day, yaitzim besakin, then they're allowed to go out with a sack. Because by them, that's a derech for them, to go out to protect themselves from the rain. For l'royim b'vad amru, and now not only shepherds could go out with it, el kol adam, anybody could go out with it. El shadir b'chom b'hoiva. Chacham talk about the most normal case. The normal case to go out with sacks is a roya, the shepherd. But once the shepherd does it, once some type of people go out with type of sacks, then we say they make it into a clothing, and now anybody could go out with it. Yeah. That's the chiddush. Some people wear it, so it's called a malbish. If it's called a malbish, then anybody could walk out with it. It's called a malbish for anybody. Right, and now Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakel Ufi Anoider. Yehuda says it depends how you made the lashon of a neder. Did you mean to include the clothing of wool, or you meant to clothe even a piece of wool? Yeah, I'm going to turn over. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakel Ufi Anoider. Tanya will learn like this. Ketzad Omer Rabbi Yehuda Kerlu Fi Anoider. How is the case? When does Rabbi Yehuda say it depends what situation you are when you make the neder? This is the case. Hayolovers Tzemer. Person was wearing wool. The Heitzar, and it started to bother him. Was bothering him. The wool was too hot. The Omer, and he said, Koinem Tzemer Oilu Alai. Now make it this a neder not to wear wool. And here he was wearing a lovish. He was wearing a woolen shirt or woolen suit. He's wearing wool as a clothing, and it was too hot. And he made an issa neder now not to wear wool. So in such a case, for sure, also lilvish, he's not allowed to wear any type of woolen clothing, but omit a lot litoin. But he's allowed to just take a piece of wool and throw it on his back. That is not the chlalas neder. What about toyotoyin pishton? Let's say he was wearing pishton, flax. He was wearing clothing. V'yazi, and he started to sweat. V'yomer, and he said, no, toye pishtim means not clothing. He was just carrying a sack of flax. Now he wasn't wearing it as clothing. He was toye pishtim. He was carrying pieces of flax. V'yazdi, and he started to sweat. The yomer, and he said, koinem pishtim oilu alai, I'm making an issa neder that flax cannot go on top of me. In such a case, muta lulvash, he's allowed to wear it, because that's not what his kavana. What was bothering him was the fact he was carrying the flax and started to smell. But to wear clothing, that would be all right. But for Yosel Litton, but the Yisra is he can't carry, to go and carry the flax, that was Bechlal's Neder. So the Kitsu, we say, is totally again what the situation was, what he meant to say. Next Mishnah. Hanoidim in Abayis. Somebody makes a nissen neder not to go into a house. Is mutav aliyah. You're allowed to go into the attic, upstairs. Upstairs not called a house. A house means downstairs, not the aliyah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chom mar v'chom say no, aliyah b'chlal habayis. The attic upstairs is also called part of the house. It doesn't mean like a double two-story house. That avad upstairs and downstairs is both a house. Stand aliyah means the equal living quarters are downstairs, and you stand you have an attic and upstairs. So the question is that called part of the house or not? But the mayor says no, and the chum said yes, that's b'chlal of the house. Hanoidim in aliyah, let's say you're only making this and that not to enjoy and not to go into the aliyah, then for sure mutav habayis. You, since you said the word aliyah, you did not mean to include the house. You only meant to make a nisa on the aliyah, on the upstairs, the attic, you can't go into. So Ran says, to the Rav Meir, aliyah leisa b'chlal bayis. Rabban and Paul Galei, the Svirlo, the aliyah b'chlal bayis. Miyomoyde, the noidem in aliyah, mutav bayis. That everybody agrees. Nachleikis says, when you say the word bayis, you mean to include everything, either the upstairs, or maybe just the main part of downstairs. But if you say clearly the aliyah, since you didn't say bayis, you said aliyah, then for sure you meant only the attic and not the downstairs. Morris says, Mantan Uzatana Ba Mishnah, that the bayis, l'rabbi says the yitziya. With Ash and Apostle, the base Eros Achuzaschem, the bayis means even the yitziya, something that's hanging out. So Ran says, the bayis is sir benigay batim. Says in the Pashna, we have a nega in the house. Tain of base Eros Achuzaschem. If you have a house on Eros Yisrael, the rabbi says he itziah, that the bias means even a beam that's projecting going outside the house. Kachi agirsa b'neschoyis. V'yamim b'tesef, legasin and lay. Should be a tzvua, bias tzvua, min a tzvainim. Kitzim, it says, by the bias, the rabbi says he itziah, that's agirsa. And who did the bias, the rabbi says aliyah. In an extra word, the bias, to include the aliyah, the upstairs of the house, also could have an issa nega. So who's the man diomad? You need an extra pasuk, like an extra base, but bayis, to include the aliyah. Master, if I would have just said the word bayis, I would not mean the aliyah, I would only mean the downstairs. So chur, amrav chizda, Rabbi Meyahi. The chur, this drusha goes according to Rabbi Meyah. That stam bayis only means downstairs. It does not mean the upstairs. That's what Hilvus Negoyim, the Torah has to say, ba bayis, an extra base. To include even the upstairs also. So chur, that's only according to Rav Meir. The Rabbanim, because if it goes according to Rabbanim Shita, ha'amri Rabbanim say, aliyah b'chlal habayis. You should know the aliyah, the upstairs, is part of the house. So if so, lomali krua b'bayis, the Rebuyay. What does the Torah have to say an extra base, b'bayis, to include the aliyah, Shita? If the Torah would have just said the word bayis, if you have a neger in the bayis, I would automatically know that the aliyah also has the is in the goyim. What do I need a base for? So therefore, Sarai, this drasha goes according to Rav Meir and not according to Chachamim. Abaye Rama, no. Abaye says, could be no. Afilo Teme Rabbonin. Even according to the Rabbonin, it says in our Mishnah, when you say bayis, you mean the aliyah, the upstairs also, still here we need a pasuk. Hataye Boi Kro. Because the Salka Daita Chamina, here I would have thought to say, the pasuk says, Babayis Eros Achuzaschem Ksiv. It says, Abayis, of the Oretz, of Eretz Yisrael. So I would have thought to say, the Mechubo Ba'ar Yoshmei Bayis. You know what's called a house here by the Goyim? It says, the Bayis Eretz Achuzaschem. Means the house has to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe only the downstairs, that's mamish, the floor is mamish attached to the ground, that's called the Bayis, the Bayis Eretz Achuzaschem. That's what I would have thought maybe. By the Goyim, it's only on the downstairs, that's mamish attached to the ground. Of a bayis aliyah, the upstairs, holoi mechaba bari, it's not mamish attached to the ground. There's the whole first floor separating it from the ground mamish. So Mela, I would have thought maybe there's no tumas negoyim on the upstairs. So therefore, even according to Chomim, I need an extra base here. The bayis is la rabbis, no, even the aliyah, the upstairs, also has nis negoyim. So it could be this brisa, this drasha goes according to everybody. Mer says, command not who's the go like, hodi yomer rafuna, barchia mishmedula. That's rafuna, barchia said the name of hula. That bayis, bebeisi ani moichlecho. Somebody says, I'm selling you a house in my house. I'm selling you, not just on my house, but I said, bayis bebeisi. A house in my house I'm selling you. Is mareyo aliyah. then you have a right to show him you meant to sell is the upstairs. I have a right to say all I meant to sell to you is just the upstairs. So the diyak, time diyomalei bayish shebebesi ani mechlecho. Since he said this double lush in a house, in my house, then we could say you meant to say the aliyah, the upstairs. Avo bayistam, but mashmir, if he only said the word, I'm selling you a house, I'm selling you bayis, then ain't a mar aliyah. Then mashmir, you can't show him the upstairs, that's not called a house. So who's this man diyama that the aliyah is not called a house? Only if you say bayis bevesi, then you mean to include the aliyah also. So chur lema rabmeyahi, the chur's mashmir goes on according to rabmeyah. Because according to Chachamim, if you say the word bayis, it should also mean the aliyah. Tumara says, no, I'll tell you really, afilu teimer rabbonin. Maybe this bayis could also go according to rabbonin. And my aliyah, you know what the word aliyah means? It means me'ula shebabatim. It means the best one of your house. That's what it means to say. If you say bat, that's what the bayis means to say. If somebody says bayis bebeis on yimechlecho, if I'm going to sell you a house in my house, you know what that means? That means a perfect house. The best one of my houses. So if that's the lashon you said, min aliyah doesn't mean the upstairs, but it means min amaliyah. It means the best type of a house you have to give him. That's what this braisa means. So then it can even come out according to Chachamim. Even though stam bayis does not mean an aliyah upstairs, but we're not talking about the aliyah over here. We're not talking about the upstairs. Here we're talking about if you say bayis, but basically you mean to sell him your best house you have. So then in this case, you have to give him the best house. All right, I'll stop here.